Iran has warned Washington against a dangerous escalation in Syria. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif accused Washington of heightening tensions on a false pretext, just as Daesh is being defeated in Syria and Iraq. This is U.S. Defense Department claims that the Syrian army is preparing to launch a chemical attack against militants. Russia has slammed as unacceptable a U.S. claim over, quote, the Syrian government's preparation for a chemical attack. The reaction comes after the U.S. cautioned that Syria would pay a heavy price if it went ahead with such an assault. Damascus has time and again denied using or even possessing chemical weapons. Saudi Arabia says the list of demands it presented to Qatar last week is non-negotiable. Saudi foreign minister also warned that the Sheikhdom would remain isolated unless it fulfills the demands. Adel al-Jubeir added that it was up to Qatar to change its behavior. Saudi fighter jets have conducted fresh airstrikes in Yemen, leaving more deaths and destruction in the impoverished Arab nation. The latest airstrikes have targeted Sa'adah province, killing at least one person and wounding three others. Riyadh began its war on Yemen in March 2015. Brazil's embattled president has dismissed corruption charges against him as fiction, saying there is no incriminating evidence. Michel Temer made the defiant remarks just hours after the country's top prosecutor charged him with corruption. He is accused of accepting bribes and paying money to silence a jailed politician. The European Commission has fined the American internet giant Google 2.4 billion euros for violating its antitrust rules. It says Google has denied other companies a chance to compete and innovate. European prosecutors claim Google has hindered the competition by limiting the competitor's ability to place ads on third-party websites. Europe has reportedly come under a massive cyber attack that has disrupted businesses in many countries. The attack has been reported in Russia, Ukraine, France, Denmark, and the United Kingdom. Russia's oil giant Rosneft, Kiev's international airport, banks, as well as shopping centers are affected by the attack. And hundreds of U.S. mayors have pledged to honor the Paris Climate Accord despite a move by President Donald Trump to withdraw from the agreement. In a gathering, some 300 U.S. mayors, Mayor of Atlanta, Kasem Reed, said President's decision to quit the agreement will in fact have a positive opposite effect.